stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the number one internet radio show anywhere. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, it's Sam and Stephanie in the Morning. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, dial them up right now at 323-203-0815. And now strap in for Sam and Stephanie in the Morning right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, August 31st.
Good
Stephanie,
morning.
It's the last day of August.
I know.
What are we going to do?
I don't know. Get ready for September, yeah, the hottest month of the year.
It's almost the end of summer, actually. I mean, according to the seasons, right?
Well, for
fall
most
begins
places.
September 21st.
Not here.
No.
It's summer all year round.
That's true, yeah.
That's why I love it here.
It's amazing because, like, you know, during the day you're going to have like 100 degrees.
Yeah.
And then at night it's like 67 or something.
I know.
You know, so it gets pretty chilly.
It was actually cold this morning.
Was it really?
Yeah, I was cold.
Oh.
And I was not happy about it.
I don't know. We still have the air conditioning
you
running.
Do? Oh,
almost nonstop, yeah.
I have the little wall unit, so.
Yeah.
I
do you have
to
sit right next to it to get cool?
No, I shouldn't say I have the wall unit anymore. I have Megan's air conditioner in my house, and it's like this huge floor thing. I don't even know. It's really expensive. And she left it there, and so I have it, and I use it, thank God, because she lives down in Manhattan Beach, but. It's so amazing because it gets the room so freezing, but
really?
It's a little too much. I can't have it on for too long at night.
Yeah.
It's so cold, but during the day it's great, especially when it's 100.
Now, these things, how do they work? Don't you have to have like a certain, tube going out outside or something?
It's so ugly. I mean, it's huge. And then you have this stupid tube like sticking out of the window.
Yeah. And you got to keep the window open. In order to do that, right?
But they've got this panel that you put so it kind of blocks.
Oh, really?
In the air. Yeah, it's stupid. It's so ugly. I don't understand how they can't make anything pretty. It was really ugly.
But it does the job, right?
But it does the job. It keeps me cold during the day, especially during this heat wave that we're having, which is still happening, or is it what's
going on? Actually getting a little cooler, you know, but it still gets pretty hot in the sun.
Yes.
Yeah. No hurricanes here, that's for sure.
Thank
we don't
God.
Get hurricanes.
Thank yeah. God.
Yeah. So how are you
that.
Doing this morning?
I'm doing good. I'm yeah. doing good. I actually went out to dinner with Sophie from LA
oh,
Talk Radio and
cool.
her boyfriend I met.
Uh-huh.
And we just went and had sushi, and it was so awesome. They're amazing. I just love them.
Uh-huh.
They're like the sweetest people. But we went and had sushi at my favorite sushi place, Kabuki, which is... it's like right off of Vine and Sunset, and it is, oh my God, it's so good. I love it, but a lot of people I take there do not like it.
No?
I don't
Why?
Know. I don't know. No. A lot of people don't like it, but I love it. And so we went and we had,
So they accommodated you and went to the place that you liked.
Well, I asked her, I was like, look, cause they were going to come over here and they were like, do you have any good sushi places? I said, well, I really like this one. I said, you know, but I don't know. Some people don't really like it. And I told her. She goes, oh, I've been there. I love it. So she's like, let's go. So we went, and everybody loved it. So it was great.
You like sushi a lot, huh?
Yeah. I didn't at first, though. It took me a really long time to like it.
Really, to acquire the
taste
for
it? I was really not, like, into it at all. It was a texture thing for me. And then... This was like years ago. I don't remember who took me, but one of my friends took me, and it was I thought it was like the greatest thing ever. Spicy tuna is my favorite thing. Yeah. That's what I get all the time. So it was amazing. So we had a good time.
Yeah.
It was nice to
hang out. With me, it's the texture thing too. I mean, I'm even afraid to try it, you know.
Yeah.
I tried a couple of, you know, just little pieces and stuff, and it didn't really do anything for me. So, yeah. So I decided to go sushi free in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Just couldn't handle it, huh?
Until someone can convince me otherwise. it looks attractive, but, you know.
Yeah, it's, you know what? There's some sushi I don't eat. I don't eat eel. I don't like, it's too fishy, and I hate how chewy it is. There's some other things that I just don't eat. But for the most part, you know, I think it's amazing. I could eat it every night. But,
really? Wow.
You know, I don't think it's that good for me. The mercury and all that, I don't think it's that good for me. But it's, oh, God.
Really?
Love, love, love.
It looks, I mean, it looks healthy when they serve it.
I mean, it is. I mean, there's some that aren't, I'm sure. But, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, raw food can be that great for you, right? Raw fish.
Well, I think, I know the, in the tuna, I think there's like mercury. So that's the,
oh, is there?
That's the, yeah, like that's, I think that's the,
do they have it in traditional tuna too, where you buy it at the store? Do they have mercury in there too?
Like,
a tuna can?
I don't know. I think so, but I could be making all this up. I don't know. I could be making all this up, but I think so. I think that's why you can't really eat it. Eat a lot of tuna because of that. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I eat it every so often. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. I love regular tuna. I don't know about the sushi part. But tuna is good.
I like tuna in mustard.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that good?
I think it's amazing.
Really? I got to try
just
that.
Just mustard. Just pour mustard on just tuna that you buy in a can and just kind of mix it up. So it's like, you know, it's like mayonnaise. Like if you were to mix mayonnaise with tuna.
Right.
And I think it's amazing.
Really?
I eat it all the time. Yeah. And it's super healthy. That's why I eat it. But yeah. Amazing.
What's healthy? The tuna or the mustard?
Both.
The mustard.
Well, it's not the mayonnaise, so it's good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I love mayonnaise. I got to have it on everything.
You?
Yeah.
I go back and forth about it. Like sometimes I like it, but I can't have too much of it because then I'm like feel like I'm tasting lard and it just makes me gag.
Yeah, well, obviously you don't want to do too much, you know.
But it
sandwiches,
is good.
Yeah, sandwiches, I gotta have it.
I agree. So did you figure out what you're doing this weekend?
No, I haven't. So this is a long weekend, right?
Yep, it's a long weekend.
Yeah. Well, it seems like I'm going to be working, but, you know, I mean, that's a story of my life, but that's okay.
You're okay with that.
Yeah. I'm not complaining. That's a nice thing about it. If I was complaining, it'd be a difficult thing to pull through.
There you know? Go.
But,
oh my God, they're showing. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I mean, I would like to go maybe a picnic or something, you know, or like travel somewhere to, maybe near a river or a lake or something like that. That
Where
would be
is that
cool.
Gonna be at?
There's a lot of places that you can go and do that. I don't know specifically, but I have friends that go and I can find out.
Yeah. Well, Northern, I mean,
you know,
that's a good thing about California, though.
Yeah.
Like, you can just drive. You can drive. I love that because you can drive to Mammoth or Big Bear and you have snow and you can ski and. And then you can drive to the ocean, and it's like you're everywhere.
Yeah, we've got
everything. I love it.
Here.
I love it. Why would you ever want to leave and go to Nebraska?
Okay, we'll make it Iowa.
You can go to Iowa. I've been to Iowa. I've seen Iowa.
Yeah, not much happening.
No. The Field of Dreams. Was filmed there, and it still has the baseball field there. And my dad and my brothers used to go every year because they went to a basketball camp in high school. And so on the bus ride there, they would pass it. So they would let all the guys get off and play in the field and stuff and see it. And I never got to see it in person, and I was always jealous. But I love that movie.
Yeah.
And my favorite line is there is in there is when the guy goes, the dad of Kevin Costner goes, "Is this heaven?" And he goes, "No, it's Iowa." It's like so stupid, but it's such a great line. It's such a great line. I love that movie. I watch it every single time it's on.
Really?
Oh, it's so good. That and Rudy and Hoosiers and all these sports movies.
Yeah, you like those, huh?
Well, I grew up with them, and I also, it's just like, you know, my, it's so uplifting. And they're just like these, They're so motivating. I love watching those movies.
Yeah. I imagine if you're into sports, you probably like them, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not much into that.
I mean,
sports movies, but
yeah, it's not for everybody. But
no, but Field of Dreams was pretty good. Yeah,
it was a good movie.
Yeah,
I have to say, Rudy or Hoosiers is probably like the number ones for me sports movies.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I love Hoosiers. Mm. Makes me cry every time. Every time I cry, it's so good. And also, my dad's a basketball coach, so it's like for me, it just we watched it all the time.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Has Kevin Costner been in anything recently?
Oh, God.
I think Company Men or something, right?
Oh, Good Company Men. A Good Company? Oh, no, that
no,
wasn't
no.
in that. Cause
Company
that crazy.
Men. It came out. Who's in it?
What is that?
I think Ben Affleck is in it. I mean, I've heard of it, but obviously
Men.
I'm not reporting very well. But I think.
Wait, Company Men.
Ben Affleck. Tommy Lee Jones, Thomas Key. I don't know why it's not mentioning...
Tommy Lee Jones, isn't
there,
it?
Kevin Costner, yeah.
Oh, you were right. Came out?
The Company Man, yeah. Yeah, recently.
Oh.
But it didn't do very well.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, then, there you go. Okay. I don't know. He's just, you know, he's so weird to me, like Kevin Costner. I just...
Really?
I loved him in that movie, and he was great in Tin Cup, but there's not... I don't think there's really any other movie that... Oh, okay, I lied. One other movie. Robin Hood, Men in Tights.
Really? You like
that? I love that movie. I can watch that movie over and over and over again.
Yeah.
That movie's amazing. I love that movie. Mm. It's incredible.
Yeah.
But
he's been in some good ones. Do you remember the one... What was it called? Revenge or something?
No, what
Didn't
is
we
that?
Talk about it when he went to Mexico and he had this... Anthony Quinn was this man who was married to a beautiful woman.
No.
And Kevin Costner was doing some business with him or something and then fell in love with the man's wife. So they were having an affair and everything. And then that man was really vindictive. So, and, you know, they were good friends too. So he felt it was betrayal and he sought revenge. You got to see that movie.
Okay.
Kevin Costner was in it.
And he was
it
good?
It was pretty good, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
Anthony Quinn is
and,
great.
And one of his first hits was No Way Out. Do you remember that one?
No, I never saw that.
Yeah, he was like a Navy officer or something.
Yeah,
and,
I do know. I thought I saw the trailers for it. It was so long ago, though.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah. But I've never seen it.
Well, that was a good movie because it was a great twist to it. I don't want to give it away.
And he was good?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
All right.
So
he,
yeah, I mean, he's one of my favorites, actually. You're not crazy about him, but... I think he's pretty good, you know.
I don't think he's horrible.
What about Dances with Wolves? You didn't like that one? You didn't think
I liked the movie. He was a little meh, but I liked the movie a lot.
Yeah.
He just to me, he's like a step up from Keanu Reeves. I have to say, just a little step up. But he's not as. Again, sometimes when I close my eyes, I can just hear him reading the script. Same with Bill Paxton.
Mm.
You know, we've talked about Bill in length about how much we both don't really care for Bill Paxton. But
so who do you think is a good actor? Who's convincing to you?
Sean Penn, hands
down. Really?
Oh, Jesus, yeah. Absolutely. Russell Crowe, I don't like him as a person, but I think he's an amazing actor.
Mm-hmm.
Jude Law is a great actor. I'm not a huge fan of him, but I think he's a really great actor. Alec Baldwin, I love.
Yeah.
Owen Wilson is great. I mean, I could go on. Vince Vaughn is great. Like, you know, there's so many actors that are convincing. Ryan Gosling, Steve Carell. I love them all.
Mm.
Rachel McAdams is a girl. I think she's amazing. I think she's phenomenal as an actress.
Yeah, what's she in?
The Notebook, Wedding Crashers, she's been in so many things and I'm just blanking on everything. She's amazing.
Yeah.
She's so talented. Yeah. Incredible.
Okay.
She's just so real, which I love. You know, she was actually in the new Woody Allen movie.
Oh, was she?
Yeah, Midnight in Paris or...
Doesn't mean much to me. I probably won't see it.
You probably won't see it.
Yeah.
Which, the movie was okay, you know. I feel like he's had some better ones, like Match Point I thought was a lot better, but this is... I thought it was good, though.
Yeah.
I did. That's all that matters.
Yeah, not crazy about Woody Allen, but, you know.
Is it because you don't like his movies or because you don't like that he sleeps with his
daughters? Yeah, I didn't like that. Yeah, the fact that he's not a very nice man. I don't know, with Mel Gibson, the same way. I mean, I used to like him in movies. Mm-hmm. Now I won't go and see a movie of his.
Really?
Yeah. Which I think a lot of people feel that way.
I think, I see, that pisses me off because I think Mel is an amazing director. I think he's, I mean, Braveheart was incredible. It was incredible. Mm-hmm. And he did such a great job directing it. And I think Apocalypto was incredible. I thought Passion of the Christ was amazing. I think he's an amazing storyteller. Mm. I mean, look, he's, you know, a drunk and he's, you know, he shoots his mouth.
Yeah, what do you want me to support him?
No, I mean, I don't think he's necessary. I don't think he... Look, I think Passion of the Christ is amazing. And I don't think it was... I think he portrayed it in the way that it was done. And I just think that people that jumped on his case about it is... You know, but what he believes in his life, I mean, I don't really care. But when he shoots his mouth off about it and says, you know, this, that, and the other thing, yeah, of course, I'm going to have a problem with it. But... You know, what people believe in their life is what they believe in their life, you know? Mm-hmm. Can't say anything about it. But I think he's an amazing storyteller. Mm-hmm. I love him.
Okay.
I love him. Ricky Gervais.
What about
him?
Do you
like him?
No, you always ask me that.
I love him.
I don't know if I like him or not. I mean, the only place I saw him was at the Oscars, and that was for 5 minutes.
Okay. He is... They think they're asking him back for the Golden Globes.
Why do some people say axe? Do you know that?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. They say axe all the time. I'm axing you. No, it's asking. Uh-huh. And because I don't know if you watched the Golden Globes, but when he was the host, he was so amazing. He's so funny. He just ripped on every single person. Mm-hmm. Every single person.
Yeah, I remember. Oh, so it was the Golden Globes, not the Oscars. That's right.
The Golden Globes.
The Oscars was
Anne Hathaway and James Franco, right. Which was awful.
Yeah.
Awful. James Franco should just... That
you
is
don't
a
like
guy.
Him,
oh,
huh?
God. He should stick with the soaps. He should just stay there because he's just not good. But he did the Golden Globes and he ripped on everybody and he was hilarious. And then they said, oh, he was so mean, and they weren't going to ask him back and whatever. Now I think they're asking him back.
Really?
Of course they are.
Were the ratings good? Probably, huh?
Mm-hmm. And he's funny. And this is the thing. Thank God that a comedian, like, I mean, comedians do stand up there and make fun of people, but he takes it a step further. And he's in a room with all these celebrities that everybody makes such a big deal of, and he tears them down to be like, look, you gotta have a sense of humor, you gotta realize that this is all a joke, we're having fun, this isn't the end all be all. And he brings it back to what it's about, and it's like, that's what I love about him. No matter how big of a celebrity he is, he can laugh at himself, he can make fun of himself and realize this is just a job,
right?
And that's it. We're not gods here. I love how I just put myself in there. We are not gods
here.
Yes,
speak for yourself.
But, you know, I just love that about him. And I think he's amazing. And he should absolutely host it again.
Yeah.
I think he should host every award show.
So what has he been in? I mean, before
he started
that?
The Office. He started...
Oh, really?
He was the one that was the creator. Him and Stephen Merchant created The Office. And then they starred in The Office. And then The Office became so big in England that it came over here, and then Steve Carell took his place. They did an American cast, and he's the producer, and, you know, living
I
off
see.
Of
okay.
He's millions and millions and millions of dollars now. But and then he had a show, Extras, on HBO that lasted a little bit. That was actually really, really funny. And he played you know, people on sets, when you walk on the sets, they have the extras on there.
Uh-huh.
You know, he played an extra. And I don't know if people who haven't been on sets, okay. Some of the extras when you walk onto a set are a little insane. It's like, this is their whole life. They, you know, they know everything about every rule. It's a little obsessive, right? They take it a little bit too far.
Right.
And so he did a show And he was like this obsessed extra. He was, you know, and he was so into his art.
Right.
And like, he would try to, when they were shooting, he would try to go like behind the main character and get in the shot, even when he wasn't supposed to. It was like stuff like that. But he was just, oh my God, he's so freaking amazing.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it, you know. I mean, maybe I should check him out.
He's awesome. I highly recommend him. What do you got going over there?
Oh, nothing. I'm just trying to fix something.
But yeah, he's, I highly recommend The Office.
Sounds good. Yeah. So what else is in the news? Did you hear that Daryl Hannah was arrested?
No, for what?
In front of the White House. They were, I guess, protesting there something about pipelines and things like that. Just she was there, too.
I don't get
these celebrities and their activism.
Well, they have a voice. Everybody has a voice.
Yeah.
But, hey, if she wants to get arrested, good for her. How old is she now? Like 75?
Oh, come on.
She's old.
50s. But she looks great in the picture.
Does she?
Yeah.
I have not seen. I need to see this. Is this on the main page of CNN?
Yeah, Daryl Hannah arrested at White House protest.
Oh my God, I'm not seeing this.
Yeah, they're protesting Keystone Oil Pipeline Project, whatever.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I can't see it.
No, there's a little video. I mean, you know, you can't really see much, but I'll show it to you afterwards.
Okay. I'll have to find it.
Yeah.
Did you see that man that threw his son off the boat?
I heard of it. I saw the headline, but what's the story there?
The story is this guy, he was with his girlfriend. They were on a boat. It was like a hot Sunday afternoon. And they said he was drinking and he was wasted. And then he was like yelling at the kids and the kids wouldn't listen. And so he hit his son a couple times. I guess people saw this. And he hit his son a couple times to tell him to shut up. And then the kid wouldn't shut up. So he's like, if you don't shut up, I'm going to throw you over the boat. And then the kid didn't show up. And he did throw him over the boat. And like three other boats were around. So they came in and rescued him right away. Mm. So the kid's fine.
Right. How old is the kid?
7.
Really?
But yeah. Wow. But then, you know, then you have the girlfriend saying, oh, no, he was drunk. And, you know, it was an accident. He was joking or he was roughhousing. That's what she said.
Whoa.
Like, really? Really? Roughhousing?
That's his kid, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
How do people do that stuff?
That's what I'm saying. This guy, his child should be taken away from him. Seriously. I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so after all this.
Obviously, yeah. I mean, this is crazy.
I'm just, thank God the kid's okay.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, I wonder if the kid knew how to swim.
They didn't say that. They didn't say that, but...
Because it must have taken at least a few minutes to rescue the kid.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, he's okay. All they kept saying was that he was okay.
Okay. So, and the father is arrested?
He's arrested. It's $100,000 bail. And hopefully he gets put away, at least for a little bit.
Yeah.
And his child hopefully gets taken away from him and put with his mother or some other family member.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Well, what are you going to do, you know?
There you go.
People are crazy.
I never understood this look. Okay, so growing up, sorry. Oh, I'm choking today. Growing up, there was a lot of kids in my school that had the goth look.
Yes.
I don't understand it. Like, I never got it. I never got the goth look. I don't know what they're about. Like, does that make any sense? It's just like, and I'm seeing there's, they did a whole article about this. I'm not reading it because I don't really care about this, but like, I just don't understand. Like, it was so, I felt like people were getting dressed up and they were wearing all this makeup and doing their hair and dressing up and doing all this stuff. And just like, for what though? Like, just to be weird?
I think they have sort of like cliques that they get together with, and they have, it's like a subculture.
I know.
And they have, they put on all this makeup and everything. And, yeah, I mean, it looks strange, but I think
I don't understand it.
To them, it's like the most natural thing.
It's so dark and like...
It really is.
It's so negative and heavy and I don't know. I don't understand that.
Yeah. I know. And some people really go overboard with this, you know? I mean, not everybody looks like really... I mean, you know, some people look really weird, with all the makeup and the clothes and everything.
I know.
But some of them, it's more subtle, I think.
Sometimes, but they got those chain collars that they wear and these like black capes. And
I know, borders on S&M, huh?
Well, it just, I don't even know if like half of them are into that. It's just, I don't really understand the black nails, the black lipstick, the piercings on the lips and the noses. And
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. It's just so weird to
see,
me.
My daughter was sort of like experimenting with that, you know,
was
like
she?
Wearing all black and chains and, you know, I mean, chains on her jeans and things
but
like
she
that,
wasn't
you know, black
goth.
T-shirt. No, no, but she sort of like, you know, I mean, she liked that dark side, I think. So she would put on, you know, like a little bit too much makeup and that sort of thing. But thank goodness she's over that phase. So now we can move on.
They can move on. So she doesn't do that anymore?
No.
My hair is really dark.
But she does have a lip ring still.
Does she?
Yeah.
My hair is really dark, and I remember when I went, like, black, people were like, what's with the goth thing? And I was like, right, because I'm totally goth now, because my hair is black. All right, cool. But I don't know. I mean, it's just so, I never got it. And there's a lot of people in my high school that were, actually... I was on the homecoming court. There's five of us, right? And one of the girls was goth, and she ended up winning the homecoming queen.
Really?
And she, I mean, she was like the nicest person. She was a friend of mine. She was like the nicest person. And she, but I never understood it. Like, she was such a pretty girl, but then she felt like she had to do all this stuff.
Right, right.
Like, and which made her just not really attractive then. Like, I mean, she was still a cute girl, and you know, but. I don't know what it was. I just couldn't understand it. And I never asked her. I never asked her, but whatever. I just find it really interesting.
Yeah. I think it shows a little disturbance there. You know? I don't know, but it's a fashion, I think, you know?
I guess so.
And
oh, there is Daryl Hannah.
The kids outgrow it, I think.
I see Daryl Hannah. She's like... She's probably like the most excited person I've ever seen get arrested. The look on her face, she's like, go ahead, arrest me.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it.
Because it's not a big deal.
Oh, she's like, I'm just playing a part. Where's the cameras? I'm shooting a movie. No, sweetie, this is for real.
Yeah.
No, she is like, she looks all right. She's had some work done, though, for sure.
Yes, I think she has.
Good for her, standing up for herself. I don't even know what she's standing up for. But good for her. Hey, as long as they're not hurting anybody, they're just protesting, whatever.
Right.
I'm okay with that. I'm totally okay with that. Okay, can we talk about that Justin Bieber's 17 and he has a Ferrari?
Really?
Yep.
Well, are you surprised? I mean, with all the money he's got. My God.
He has a
Ferrari.
How old
is he? 17, did you say?
17.
Wow.
It just said in the headlines, Justin Bieber crashes his Ferrari. Okay. These people that write this shit, I hate. I want to kill him.
Why?
Because then you read down.
Uh-huh. So it's sort of misleading, the headline?
It was a fender bender. Nobody was injured. There was no damage to either vehicle. And a Honda Civic, which I feel bad for this Honda Civic, hit his Ferrari.
Yeah. And they made a big deal out of that.
And they were like, oh, he crashed
his
Ferrari.
Well, it's slow news day.
Like, obviously. I guess so. It's so stupid. But I'm more impressed with the fact that this guy's 17 and has a Ferrari.
Right.
What the hell,
well,
man?
Yeah, he's got a lot of money.
I mean, he's a talented kid, though. I do like some of his music, I have
really?
To admit. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I do. I don't find him cute. I'm not... He's too young.
Yeah.
He looks like a young girl.
Yeah.
A young girl. Not
young
a boy.
Girl. Okay.
Not a boy. He looks like a young girl.
Okay. He hasn't matured yet. Give him a break.
Well, he's just... Yeah. But I think he's so talented and I really do like his music. I would never go to a concert though. That'd be embarrassing.
Yeah. He seems to have come out of nowhere though, right?
I mean, was
he in something else before that?
No. He was found.
Like a Mickey Mouse Club or something.
Like, I don't know if they still have that, do they?
I know, but it seems like everybody came from
I know,
there.
Justin Timberlake, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, Jessica Simpson. No. Justin Bieber did a video on YouTube, a bunch of videos, of him when he was younger, you know, playing musical instruments and singing and doing all this and rapping and everything. And I guess Usher found him.
Oh.
And he was like, I want you, and brought him up and you know, just started producing all this music for him and made him big.
Wow.
So thanks to Usher.
Yeah.
He is now.
Yeah, but he took, I guess he took the steps and got on YouTube, right?
I mean, anybody could do that, though.
No, I know. But the fact that you stand out somehow, that people seek you out, is pretty cool.
Well, because he's young and he's really talented. He's not like that stupid Rebecca Black girl.
Friday night.
Oh, my God, I hate that song. And I hate her for making me sing that song, even for 5 seconds. That song is so bad. But she got a record deal out of it. This is what I don't get.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Like, where's the record? Did it come out yet?
No, she just got offered a record deal.
Really?
Because of this.
Yeah.
Because she has so many viewers.
Exactly. She's got followers. And.
But they're all laughing at her. Yeah. This is what's so crazy.
Uh-huh.
Like, everybody's laughing at her. They're not. Right. They don't think she's good.
Yeah, but it's probably worth money to someone if they do that.
I so should just put out an album. Because it'll be so bad.
Yeah, maybe your time will come to do that, too.
No. I could never do that. I would never. No. Unless I, studied for years and took singing lessons, then maybe. But I highly doubt it.
Yeah. I love singing, you know. I haven't done it in a long time. But
are you
I used
good?
To sing all the time. Yeah, I think so.
Really?
Yeah, I've you know, sung since I was a little kid.
What?
Playing the guitar, singing, yeah. Writing songs. Yeah, you never knew that.
No. Yeah. Can you sing for us?
Yeah. No, I don't think I will.
Damn it. I so wanted that to happen.
Yeah. And karaoke, maybe. One of these days.
Do you like karaoke? I hate karaoke.
Do you?
Oh, I hate it.
I think it's fun.
I hate it because I don't want to go and listen to terrible people
right.
sing.
Right, that's true.
Like,
yeah.
That's
but usually
torture.
People go there to sing by themselves, you know? I mean,
well,
not
yeah, but
to...
The,
but yeah, I mean, you have to sit back and listen to all
yeah,
the other guys.
It's not like you can just go and just, you know, stand on stage the whole night and sing every song.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't want to go hear bad people sing. I don't want to do it. I'll turn on YouTube and listen to Rebecca Black if I really wanted to. But I don't want to hear bad people sing. And that's why I don't want to go do karaoke. But I did do karaoke one time.
Uh-huh.
And it was when I was on a cruise in high school, senior year. And we were wasted and we were underage. But on the cruise ship, you can drink. So it didn't really matter. We were 16, 17. And me and my three friends that I was on the cruise with, we were so drunk.
Yeah.
And we were like, look, let's just go do karaoke one night. We don't know anybody here. We're wasted. We can say that we did it and that's it.
Right.
So we did. And we made it fun because we danced and stuff and, you know, whatever. But that was it. That was the one and only time. Nobody knew me. It was done. Done. I walked away and I was like, okay, I've done karaoke. I'm good to go.
So you won't do it in front of people,
no,
you know?
No, hell no. Why do they want to hear me listen to sing badly?
Because it's funny.
You can make fun of me for so many other things. I don't need you to make fun of me for this too. I'm not putting myself out there to be made fun of by my singing. I will sing in my shower and in my car, but that's it. I do not want to sing other than that. But I don't know. I don't understand karaoke. I really don't.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on with Irene? Is there still
Yeah, they're saying it's still around.
I
don't know. It sure created a lot of problems for people.
But now there's another one.
Did you see the flooding on TV? I mean,
no.
That was several feet high.
Katia?
Yeah, that's the next one.
Katia? Pick a freaking name that I can say, guys.
That's like a Russian name, isn't it?
Katia, I think so. 1,000 miles west of the Cape Verde Islands. That's the next one.
Mm. Yeah. And they're not sure which way it's going to take.
Yeah, they said that. But, yeah, so is Irene still around? You were saying there's flooding still?
Yeah, there's still a lot of flooding in that. But, I mean, the gist of it is over. And,
God.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I couldn't believe the flooding when they showed it on TV last night. It was just some of them were like Grand Rapids. That's how the water looked.
Jesus.
the Niagara Falls or something.
I've never.
It's pretty bad.
Wait, have I been to the Niagara? Where's Niagara Falls?
That's between New York and Toronto, right on the border between the United States and
maybe
Canada.
Maybe?
How can you forget that you've been there?
I don't
there?
Know.
Yeah,
because I feel
I've
seen
experience.
Something like that.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I think maybe it wasn't it. I feel like I went with Dan when we drove cross country, and I feel like we went somewhere like that, but maybe it wasn't Niagara Falls. You know me in geography.
Perhaps it was like, just like a small fall.
If I see like a waterfall, I'm like, oh, Niagara Falls.
Yeah, Niagara Falls.
I don't remember. I don't think I have then, because it wasn't massive, and it's massive, right?
Yeah.
Then no, I haven't seen it.
It's huge.
Okay. Maybe Dan told me that this was Niagara Falls, and I believe him.
Really?
I don't know. I'm just making it up. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I know.
I swear I thought I was there, but I don't think so, because it's massive. It's huge. It's like the Grand Canyon.
It's pretty big.
Yeah.
It's pretty big.
I saw the Grand Canyon. I did know that. I do
really?
Know that. I was like, meh, okay.
No
I've seen
deal.
It. I've seen it.
Yeah.
I can move on. I think you should see. I think everybody should see it once in their life, but.
Yeah. Did you see that, like, they built this glass, thing that people can walk on, and it sticks out of the side of the canyon.
No.
So it's like you're walking on air, and the canyon's below you. I thought, there is no way I can ever get on that
thing. I would
never
do it.
You know?
I would never do it. How far does it go? I haven't seen this.
It's far. It's very, very high. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know, and I would imagine if you don't have fear of heights, you would enjoy the view. But my God, you know, I mean, I would just think of falling any second.
Oh, my God. I wouldn't do it. I would think that the thing would break.
Yeah.
There's no way.
And it just sticks out, you know. How do they build these things? That's what I don't understand.
I can't do. Well, I'm not good with heights. I have a little vertigo.
Yeah.
I do. Actually, I saw this documentary is amazing. This freaks me out, but it's called Man on a Wire. This came out a couple of years ago, and it's about this French guy who is a tightrope walker.
Right.
Started off young, you know, doing this. He started doing it, you know, just out on the streets and entertaining people, and then he started making money at it and whatever, circus, everything. Okay. So he, many years ago, he was in a dentist office and he was reading a magazine, and he opened it up, and in the magazine it showed a picture of the Twin Towers, okay, the ones that had fallen in 9/11.
Right.
So this was obviously before.
Okay.
This was that many years ago. But the movie, the documentary was released, I think, back in like 06 or something, 07. And he had this crazy idea that he wanted to walk on a tightrope from one Twin Tower to the other. This was his dream.
Really?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So for 2 years, he worked on this. He got a group of people together. He figured out the guard schedule so he could get in there. Because you're not allowed. They would have never let him do it, you
right.
know?
Yeah.
So he can't just get a permit for it. Hey, I want to walk on a tightrope between these two towers. Is that cool? Can you give me a permit for that one? I don't think he can really do that. So he everything was just like mapped out perfectly. Mm. And he ends up doing this.
Mm.
He ends up doing this. And I'm not even joking you, Sam. He walks on this rope, not once, not twice, probably about 13, 14 times, I think, just
really?
Back and forth. He lays on it at one point.
Wow.
Just on a rope.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, my hands are starting to sweat thinking about this because I'm freaking out. Between the two towers, if you, I mean, you look down, that's done. Like, he was like, hey, if I fall, then I die, you know, and I go out with a bang. I'm like, okay.
That much is going to be left of him once
he gets it. It was so amazing. He did it. And then finally, I don't know, I think a couple of the guards, something... He was up there for a while. It was a good amount of time, like at least an hour or a couple hours he was up there.
Yeah.
And then the guards came up and then they arrested him afterwards.
Really?
But it was like,
God,
it
I'm
was
good vertigo
so...
just thinking about
I,
it.
See? it freaks me out. Like watching it, it freaks me out. But he did it. I mean, that was his dream and he freaking did it. And he wasn't even scared. Like it didn't even faze him. Like he was so charged by this.
Yeah.
Like,
how are people like that?
I don't know. I'm so impressed. I love that there's people like that.
Yeah.
Because then I admire them. I'm so impressed by them. It's incredible.
Yeah.
But I was so, I couldn't even believe it. I love that documentary. I highly, he's out of his mind.
Yeah.
But man, he studied, he practiced. He practiced every day on his tightrope, you know, making sure that, you know, he had everything down, even though he was like, you know, he'd done it for years. I mean, right. He just wanted to be on it. And he was on it and he did it. And I was impressed.
Yeah.
Because that would have been horrific if he fell.
Yeah.
I would have been just...
I know.
Literally still, like, my feet are sweating and my hands are sweating thinking about
really?
This. Yeah, I can't. I have such bad vertigo. If I get too close, like, I went up in... Oh, see, this is where I don't know. Is it the Empire State Building in New York?
Uh-huh.
The Sears Tower in Chicago, correct?
Right. Uh-huh.
I should know this. I went up to the Sears Tower and... I couldn't even go to, like, where the window was.
Where the window was,
I couldn't.
Too much.
Too much.
Yeah.
I think I was with my ex-husband, and I was like, he's like, come here, Steph, look down. I'm like, no, F no. I can see it from here. I was, like, standing in the middle of the room. I'm good.
I know.
I can't deal with that stuff.
I know.
It freaks me out. But I'm impressed that people can do that.
Yeah. I think as kids, it's not so serious, you know? But then when you grow older... You really, like, start to fear heights. At least that's the case for me.
Yeah.
I used to fly a plane, you know. It didn't bother me at all. But now, forget about it.
Really? You wouldn't go fly a plane again?
No, I might, but I just... But I do have fear of heights now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know if I could fly the plane or not. I probably could. I love plane. I mean, I love flying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it such a rush?
It really is cool if you like flying, you know. I mean, yeah, you just sit there, it's a small plane, and you rev it up, and then you take off, and it's really cool, you know.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I just can't. I have no interest in doing that. It's a fear of mine, so I should just conquer it, but I don't really have a ton of interest in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
And like I said, you know, you should be fearing that stuff because it's pretty dangerous. I told you I was close to death.
For what?
Flying.
Oh, no.
What? I never told you that. I told the story a million times.
Not to
but,
me.
But...
What is it?
Yeah, I don't know if I feel like telling it again. I was practicing flying, you know, and I took one of my solo flights, and that was in Vegas at the time. So I was flying near the mountains and, you know, practicing stalls and stuff. Now, stall is like, you know, when you try to make the plane, pull it back.
Yeah.
And, but then if you do it too much, the plane can go into a spin. And that's exactly what happened to me. The plane went into a spin and just fell dead weight towards the ground, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, you know, I'm like vertical with the plane, watching the ground spinning in front of me. And I saw my whole life like passing in front of me, and I thought this is it, you know.
And then
luckily I was high enough to be able to have enough time to come out of it.
Yeah.
So I remembered because the instructor had put me into a spin before and showed me how to get out of it.
Right.
So, but you know, you freak out, you forget.
Mm-hmm.
But then finally, I don't know how, and all the G forces, it's like on your head, like this pressure on your head.
Mm-hmm.
And you get disoriented.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that was pretty scary, but I came out of that one and I kept flying, you know. Then I did like cross country and got lost and found my way back.
Really?
Yeah, that's before GPS. There was no GPS.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like they've always had GPS.
No, this was like the early 90s.
Really?
Yeah,
when did GPS come out?
I don't know, but later than that, I can tell you that.
So you flew cross country and you got lost.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I suddenly realized that, you know, because in the beginning when you fly by looking at the ground, you know, and you look for like, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. So, like things like mountains, lakes, things like that. So you can know where you are. Sometimes you'll follow like a highway or something.
Right.
So I just overflew where I was supposed to go. And then I realized this 12,000 feet.
Yeah.
And imagine you try to fly a plane and to look at the maps and figure out where you are all at the same time.
Jesus. I'd be so freaked out.
And then I finally figured out how to get there. I was flying to Flagstaff, Arizona. And as I'm getting close to the airport, they have an airport without a tower. You know, people just sort of like announce themselves.
Okay.
And because it's a small airport.
Okay.
So suddenly I'm like seeing planes flying like really close to me and shit from all over, from all directions. I'm going, what the hell is going on here? So I finally managed to land with all these planes around me.
Yeah.
And I found out there's like an air show at the airport, but nobody bothered telling me about this before.
Oh my God.
So I was like freaking out, man.
That's so scary, but so funny.
Yeah, but all I'm saying is it's amazing the resilience that people can have at moments like this.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, sure.
Because when you think about it, you go, gee, I would never be able to do that.
Yeah.
But you do. You find, extra powers to do that.
You have extra powers,
Sammy. Extra powers. There's somewhere.
You're like Mr. Incredible.
Yeah.
Did you ever see that cartoon, Mr. Incredible? Mr. Incredible?
The Incredibles.
Did you ever see it?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
I've seen all the Pixar movies.
Oh, I love The Incredibles. That's one of my favorite Pixar.
It wasn't one of my favorites, but it was pretty good.
Hilarious.
It was okay, yeah.
I don't know what special power I would think. Well, out of the family, because they had, the son was really fast. The daughter was invisible. The mother had like arms that could stretch. Which was so weird. And the dad was like stronger than God.
Really?
I think that was it. I don't know what I would do. I would do either fast or invisible.
Really? Invisible usually is something I think that men say, you know, because they figure I can go in the dressing room and watch the women and stuff, you know. It's funny because I've read that somewhere.
Did you really? Is that what they've said? Is that why they said that?
Yeah, many men say that. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's funny. Yeah. I have not heard that.
But I would definitely like to be able to fly. You know, that would be
cool. Oh yeah, that would be fun too.
Yeah.
Well, not in
I have
the plane.
A lot of flying dreams, you know.
Do you?
Or I used to anyway. I don't know, maybe when I felt I was tied down too much or something, you know.
Yeah.
But you know, they say when you dream of flying, it's like you need to be free.
You still have these dreams?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was gonna be your psychologist for a second.
Oh yeah, you wanted to dissect
me. Why, Sam? Yeah. Why do you still have them, Sam? I used to have a lot of I used to have weird dreams of this one guy that was always watching me or following me.
Really?
When I was younger.
Yeah.
And you know what's weird? Now that I think of it, now that I'm like, I'm having this moment on air. He kind of looked like my ex-husband. Now that I just like thought of this, the picture just popped in my head. He kind of looks like my ex-husband.
What does that
and
mean?
Now I don't have any of those dreams anymore. So there we go. Now we got to figure it out. He was my ex-husband. He was supposed to come into my life. That's why he was following me around. Look at that. I can be a psychologist. How quickly I can heal people like that.
Yeah. I often have dreams of being in prison and trying to escape and stuff. I don't know why that is, man. I have them a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Still.
And it's always like the same place, same people, same everything.
Interesting.
It really is, huh?
I'm going to have to get back to
you. But the prison is actually my former high school.
Oh, there we go. And what happened there that you felt trapped, Sammy?
I don't know.
That's interesting. Your former high school is a prison.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Interesting, huh?
Uh-huh. Says a lot. I don't know what
it says. It's kind of scary because it becomes a regular thing, you know. Have you ever had dreams that you continuously dream over and over?
I told you, the one with the same guy, and then I just realized.
Oh, so that one. Okay.
That one.
All right.
But other than that, no.
No, huh?
No. It's because I'm perfect when I sleep.
Yes.
Just kidding. I am. I haven't had dreams lately.
No?
No, I haven't. Which I hear...
It's just you don't remember. I mean,
well,
we do
yes
dream.
And no. But I also hear here, so the around town, the word is that in a lot of my spiritual books that they say that, you know, if you meditate a lot and you're kind of like... control of your thoughts and stuff like that, like you don't dream anymore.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know. That's maybe I'm just so advanced.
Yeah. You're so advanced. All right, Stephanie. Thank you
thank
for
you,
joining
Sammy.
Me. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you all tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Stephanie in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 until 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all communication to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Stephanie is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.